This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hour number three. Good to have you with us here on a sunny Tuesday afternoon in the nation's capital. If you're listening live all throughout the DMV on the Team 980, on the Odyssey app, wherever you might be, we're always live and free there and on demand as well. Listen to any show, any time, any hour, any segment that you want. Team 980 on Odyssey or at the Team 980. .com. Still nothing on Russell Wilson. Still nothing on Aaron Rodgers. Daniel Jones has a new home, Indianapolis. I wasn't sure that he was going to leave Kevin O'Connell, but he must have been told that he's got no real shot at being the starter there. He definitely does in Indianapolis. They're desperate. Anthony Richardson stinks. And Daniel Jones will be the starting quarterback week one. Period. I'd be surprised if we get anything else. Miles Sanders, remember he had a big touchdown against a big touchdown run. A lot of people did against the Commanders here in Washington. But he is a free agent now. I wonder because he's got a little sizzle. Remember, Jeremy McNichols is a free agent. I wonder if a guy like Miles Sanders could be somebody that they're interested in. I still think they'll address running back more through the draft than in free agency, but I can't rule it out. Kyle Juszczyk is another guy that I wonder, you know, and this is more because, not because he's necessarily a fit in this offense, but more because, you know, again, Adam Peters values him, and they could add packages to this offense with a true fullback. I mean, if you want to run the ball better, if you want to be doing everything you can to make Jaden Daniels' life easier, then, you know, maybe you consider this. I mean, Kyle Juszczyk has been a really good player for a long time. He plays a kind of a dinosaur-like position, but smart running teams always can find a way. He doesn't have to play a ton to have an impact. Kyle Juszczyk's played a lot of years in the NFL. He's played 12 years. You know, you want to talk about a position being devalued, but he played 17 games in each of the last 2 years. He's one of the only 49ers that have been able to stay healthy. And, look, he'll help you, obviously, as a lead blocker in the run game, as an offset blocker. You don't think they could use a little help? I think they can. Last year, 31 targets, 19 catches, 200 yards, 10.5 per catch, 2 touchdowns as a receiver. Listen, is he going to run the ball? No. I mean, but you could use him maybe in some short yardage situations as an up-back option. I know they like to use a lot more smoke and mirror type stuff, eye candy type stuff. I wouldn't be opposed if they wanted to add Kyle Juszczyk. Again, he's not a natural fit, I don't think, in this offense. But who's to say that they can't evolve the damn offense? All right, Cliff Kingsbury is too stubborn, is too prideful, is too this, to not be able to evolve his offense if they feel like, hey, man, between Laremy Tunsil, Brandon Coleman moving presumably inside, Allegretti at least short-term over to the right side, we'll see what happens with Sam Cosmi, whether he's ready or whether this just gives them the ability to just say, hey, man, don't rush it back. Do not rush it back. We need you for the long haul. We'd rather have you 6 weeks into the season than hopping around and knee tendonitis and all this crap that you see so many guys go through and quite honestly not being good enough. This gives you time, right? But a guy like Juszczyk could help in that running game. And he could help you in flat routes. You know, if Sinnott truly isn't ready yet, what do they compare Sinnott to when they drafted him? Kyle Juszczyk and George Kittle, right? And said kind of a hybrid of both. Well, I mean, by re-signing John Bates and Zach Ertz, they're sort of kind of telling you that they're not sure that Ben Sinnott is ready to fully take over, right? And really make an impact. So can you go one step further now that you've re-signed Bates and Kit and Ertz? And Ertz was obviously for a different reason, but he's still a tight end, right? Can you go one step further and say, you know what? We got to get better, more physical, more stout at the point of attack in our running game. We don't have that special running back, a Jahmyr Gibbs type, you know, that can explode and turn on the Jets. We don't have that. So we've got to work for everything that we've got. We bolstered the offensive line, certainly the left side of the line, but presumably the whole line. I think that's a possibility. I wouldn't count on it, but I think it's a possibility. So you have that. Again, they're visiting with Gallup today. We'll see what comes out of that. They lost Jeremy Chinn yesterday. That's the big one, but Cornelius Lucas and De'Ami Brown also leaving as well. And there'll be others. Jeremy Chinn, we haven't had a chance to really spend much time on him because of the Tunsil trade. Listen, Jeremy Chinn was... He was not good his first couple of games. He just wasn't. But man, did he turn it on come that Monday night week 3 win in Cincinnati. And I don't want to say he never looked back. I mean, obviously the Saquon Barkley touchdown run he was involved in on the opening play for Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game. I think that was more what happened at the line of scrimmage than to Chinn, but Chinn was involved, missed the tackle, what have you. Jeremy Chinn turned out to be a great signing for Adam Peters and the Commanders. Now, it only lasted a year, but you can't argue with the success and the stability and the physicality that he brought at that position. That being said, look, I'm just going to be honest. I think Quan Martin is a more than capable physical thumper, hitter in the box, tackler. I've seen it. If you've been watching, you've seen it. I think it will be somewhat easier to offset the loss of Jeremy Chinn than if Jeremy Chinn was a great pencil eraser, free agent safety, free safety, that's a free agent, is what he wanted to say. I think it would be a lot harder to replace a guy like that. And that's not Jeremy Chinn. With all due respect, nobody's saying that he's terrible in coverage, but with all due respect, Jeremy Chinn is not great in coverage. And that's okay. Not everybody is. It's really hard to find those guys. Really hard to find those guys. I was a little surprised that they didn't go there on the contract. I thought, here's the way I kind of look at it, right? Signed a 2-year, $16 million deal. I want to make sure of something here. So the Vegas Raiders lost Trevon Moehrig, right? Again, Chinn would, I'm trying to look for the amount of guaranteed money that he got, and the story that I pulled up does not have it. So sorry about that. I'm kind of struggling here to find out the guaranteed money. Either way, I'm kind of surprised they didn't go there for Chinn at 2 years, $16 million. They damn well better be right on Javon Kinlaw, because this is the type of move, even though they play different positions, and the type of contract that I'm going to say, yeah, you shouldn't have done that instead of this. I mean, I'd rather have Jeremy Chinn than Javon Kinlaw. They'd clearly rather have Kinlaw, even though, again, they play different positions.
$12 million guaranteed for Jeremy.
$12 million guaranteed. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Amy. So 2 years, $16 million, $12 million guaranteed. I mean, listen, is that a little bit rich? Yeah, sure. But Jeremy Chinn's 27 years old. Now, he had a bunch of injury issues in Carolina, so I'm sure that factored in. But he was healthy and completely healthy for the Commanders. Played in all 17 games. Seven tackles for loss. Recovered two fumbles. Had an interception. Also intercepted one late in the Detroit playoff win. Like, Jeremy Chinn's not a great pass coverage guy, but he's not awful. He's versatile enough where he can drop down towards the line of scrimmage. Again, I think they'll be okay with Quan Martin there. The question becomes, if you move Quan Martin there, you have to play Percy Butler a lot more? I mean, they signed the kid today, Will Harris. I presume he'll be the starting safety paired with Quan Martin. But he seems more like a versatile switchblade kind of guy as opposed to a true center fielder. Certainly not. They certainly don't have somebody that every defense would ideally love to have, you know, and that is a pencil eraser at free safety. So you could play single high, center field, not have to worry about things. Range, ability, the ability to die. I mean, I don't think that's Will Harris. It wasn't Quan Martin. It wasn't Jeremy Chinn. It's certainly not Percy Butler. I don't even know if Percy Butler's going to make the team at the cut down to 53. But the bottom line is, for 2 years, $16 million, 12 guaranteed, I probably would have done that with Jeremy Chinn and hoped that I could find a Will Harris still to give me a third safety into the mix so that I could play different packages. and still develop somebody along the way to become either a potential replacement or somebody that just pushes the group along. I think they're probably going to regret this one. That would be my guess. I can't say for sure because, again, Chin not great in coverage and Chin injury history in Carolina. But, again, he stayed healthy last year, and he wasn't a it's not like he was horrible in space and pass coverage. Got off to a bad start. But Chin is probably going to be the one that they regret the most. Cornelius Lucas, losing him, that stings. No doubt about that. Versatile offensive lineman that can play left tackle and right tackle. I mean, obviously, when you make the deal for Laremy Tunsil, you know that you have right now Andrew Wiley. Right now you have Trent Scott, and I would assume that would continue, and Trent Scott at least proved that he could help you out at guard, filling in for Cosme. So, and they're probably almost surely going to draft somebody. Lucas has been around for, what, 5 years? I think he was signed 2020. 5 years. I mean, you know, that's as good of a return as you can ask for. 2 years worth up to $10 million. I mean, again, I would have liked just 1 year. He probably earned the two just because of his versatility. He'd been around the league forever. Guys like that are hard to find. The Browns have struggled with injury. Conklin. Who was their left tackle? The kid from Michigan State. Jedrick Wills. I think it was Michigan State. So that makes sense for the Browns. Totally makes sense. I would have liked the Commanders to be able to retain him. But, with Trent Scott and now with presumably Brandon Coleman going into left guard, so theoretically he can play left tackle, you still, and I'm sure he could play right tackle in a pinch if they need him, right? So you kind of figure, oh, got that. I would still expect them to draft again and develop a young guy. I can't beat them up over not going 2 years and worth up to $10 million for Cornelius Lucas. I that one, like, I understand. Jedrick Wills actually is a free agent for Cleveland. It's DeJuan Jones, the big dude from Ohio State. But Jack Conklin's always hurt. Always hurt. Always hurt. I think Jedrick Wills was like the number 11 overall pick 1 year, 4 years ago. I have to double check that. But again, Cleveland, another example of a team that overinvested in their offensive line. And sure, Wyatt Teller's a great player. And they've been pretty good on their offense. Good. But for the overinvestment, it doesn't always work out, man. Doesn't always work out. Be careful. Just because you spend money, just because you invest resources, doesn't mean it works out. All right. We'll take a timeout. I talked about Diami yesterday. If anybody is really mad about Diami, I can't imagine people are. We'll grab a couple of calls here to round out the show. Still have Dumb Dumb of the Day, and I want to get a little Capitals preview in before we exit stage left. Apparently, the Falcons are still holding on to Kirk Cousins. Still planning on keeping Kirk Cousins as of the league year tomorrow. We will see if that holds up and if that stays true. But that's what they keep telling everybody on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, almost 25 minutes after the hour. Let's get a couple of calls in here. I think I've pretty much said what I needed to say as we wound our way around day two of NFL free agency and all the moves that the Commanders have made and not made. We haven't really gotten into what is still available. We'll do more of that tomorrow, just as the league year officially begins. I think right when our show ends tomorrow. So we'll have a better idea But I don't think, again, losing Cornelius Lucas or De'Ami Brown is a killer. I don't think it'll have a major impact. I think it'll have a subtle impact. I think losing Jeremy Chinn is probably the one that I wish they didn't do that. Wish they didn't do that. But again, you know, I think Will Harris will probably be fine. I think, based on what I've seen of him. So they should be okay there. All right, let's get back to it on the phones, and we'll get Lou in here. What's up, Lou? Your boy Benjamin St. Juice hasn't been resigned, so I'm sure you're happy.
I'm surprised. Why are you not qualified to be a dumb dev of whatever, the week or the month or the year or whatever, Chris? Because you talk about nonsense, dude.
Yeah?
I heard you from the get-go. You said you're going to go back and look at the false start. Like, do you really think we care about Jeremy Tunsil false start? Like,
well, it's Laramie Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil.
I don't give a crap, Chris.
Well, I mean, that's his name.
Come on, man.
I mean, you're gonna call up screaming at me about not caring about false starts, and then call him by his wrong name.
Okay, but I'm saying, then you talk about this guy. Oh, we let this guy go for 2 years instead of try to bring him back. Like, cause he suck. That's the reason why they didn't give him that money. He's sorry.
Think Jeremy Chinn sucks, right? Is that your quote?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he sucks just like the Benjamin St. Juice. That's why he's not signed.
Okay.
Here, that's why he went to Oakland. One of the sorriest teams is going to. Well, they're going to be the same. 4-13. That's what Oakland's good at. So, I mean, look, man, it is what it is. But I'm over here cleaning up stuff, and you hit the button. I had to.
Can I ask you this, Lou? With all due respect, what makes you such a great? What makes you such a great talent evaluator? I really want to get behind, you know, the brawn here. I want to get inside your brain to just, like, you know, figure out.
Chris, the only thing I thought was wrong was maybe, you know, Chase Young and number 13. I thought that he was, you know, coming to the wrong, I guess, organization and whatnot. But to me, I think, look, I'm not trying to say I'm the expert at doing the evaluation and things like that. But all I know is when I see something, there's something wrong. So Jeremy, he's just another
What
just
makes
a regular
you think
player.
Jeremy Chinn sucks? Like, what makes you?
I'm not saying he sucks.
Well, you said
he's
sucks.
An average player. They're not going to break the bank for him.
I didn't ask them to break the bank. What do you think of Javon Kinlaw?
He's okay. I hope they could find a way to try to, you know, energize him and bring back
whatever,
you know, he got left in the tank.
Okay.
That's what I hope.
But they paid him a lot more money than Jeremy Chinn, even though they're different positions, for a lot less production.
But, Isn't that how the league goes? When I say, oh, why are they paying this guy? Oh, because you said, oh, that's the NFLPA, whatever, the salary cap, this and that, and that's what they worth. And the guy, I guess he played okay in the Jets system, and
specific to Javon Kinlaw, do you think the NFLPA said this is what he's worth, and the Commander said, we'll jump? They can do whatever they want to do.
But they didn't have no option, Chris. They didn't have nobody.
Oh, they had plenty of options, actually. They had plenty of options.
Ooh, name one. They all gone.
They are?
I mean, a defensive tackle that kind of caliber, I mean, you can't find you name one?
Yeah.
Who?
Puna Ford?
Who?
Puna Ford? What kind of caliber is Javon Kinlaw?
I mean, but look, I think he's a defensive. That's what they're
what
hoping
kind,
for.
You're not answering my question. You're not answering my question. What kind of caliber is Javon? What the hell is his name? Javon Kinlaw.
I don't know.
I was looking at Javon Hargrave.
I don't know what AP and the guys see in him. And I hope I'm against spending money, and you know it ain't my money, but you know I want us to be smart. And the way they signed the guy from the Saints, that's how I want. We want to shop in the. not in the dollar store, but you know, shop at the right places, man. That's how I be shopping. So that's what they doing. They got a guy for 2 years for $8 million. You can't beat that. Ain't he a nice? I saw a little highlight of him, so he's all right. Yeah. But other than that, man, Chris.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. The guy Ken Law, I know they probably overpaid. That's what everybody say on NFL Network, ESPN, whatnot. But at the end of the day, I hope he comes in and he come, AP, he know him, so I hope they can find a way to rekindle his whatever he got left in his tank.
So AP, you trust, but because I was a little annoyed that they didn't go 2 years, $12 million for Jeremy Chinn, I'm an idiot. I'm a fool.
Jeremy Chinn, dude, man, he can't cover, man. We see how he is.
He's not great in coverage.
Even when it's like you seen on the playoff against Philly, the first
coverage.
He took the wrong angle one on one and he just slipped. I don't know what it was, but
that was run defense. That's not coverage. Bad example. Thank you, Lou.
I think you guys got off well.
I mean, Lou likes to stir the pot without like a lot of substance. He's just, come on, man. I don't like Benjamin St. Juste. He sucks. He can't play. Okay. Lou was more right than I was on that. But to say Jeremy Chinn sucks, that's wrong. As far as defensive tackle, who they could have added a number of guys. Could have added a number of guys. You want me to go down the list? You know, it wasn't so much Javon Kinlaw is a bad player. He hasn't clearly been anywhere near as good as San Francisco was hoping when they drafted him 14 overall. And he's not a good run defender. But is he a disruptor? Can he shoot gaps? Can he cause disruption? Yes. Could he possibly play what they call, and Chad Forbes was the guy that reminded me of this, like an elephant end type position where 300 and almost 20 pounds, he can kind of, you know, rotationally set the edge and funnel back? Yes, absolutely. Let's not act like just because they didn't want to pay 2 years, $12 million to Jeremy Chinn, that he sucks. It's okay to say, hey, this is why I don't think they paid him. But to say he sucks is what I took umbrage with. All right, let's do a final trending alert, and then we'll get back a couple more phone calls on the other side right here, right now. All right, so as we mentioned, the Commanders staying busy on day two of free agency. They have reportedly inked Will Harris, a versatile safety, to a two-year deal worth up to $10 million. 29-year-old former third-round pick out of BC, 81st overall by the Detroit Lions. So there's a natural connection to assistant GM Lance Newmark. Spent last year with the New Orleans Saints, can play free safety, strong safety, can play down in the box. At linebacker, can play a little in the slot as well. So certainly appears to be a pretty good value for the Commanders in that regard. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones is signing with the Indianapolis Colts. Oh, we were just handed a note by my guy, Anthony Haney. We were just talking about Jeremy McNichols. Not that he re-signed. We were saying he's still a free agent. Now he's not. There's a report from Tom Pelissero out there that Jeremy McNichols is returning on a one-year deal to the Washington Commanders. Thank you, Mr. Haney. Appreciate that. So, looks like they will be getting that running back, as we talked about possibly adding Miles Sanders. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones is going to leave the Minnesota Vikings after joining them from the New York Giants to battle it out for the starting quarterback job of the Indianapolis Colts with Anthony Richardson. The Texans trading guard and former mid-first round founder Kenyon Green just 3 years ago to the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles for veteran safety and leader C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Leonard Floyd out with the San Francisco 49ers. In case you missed it overnight, Chase Young landing a 3-year, $50-ish million deal with the New Orleans Saints, who he was with last year, and Jonathan Allen has a new home. He signs in Minnesota. A 3-year deal could be worth up to $60 million, and reports say Javon Hargrave, recently let go from the 49ers, could be joining John Allen in Minnesota for Kevin O'Connell. And that's what's trending. All right, good to have you with us. Let's go right back to the calls so we can squeeze in as many guys as we can because we got a bunch of late ones here. Let's go to Chris in Damascus. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I love you, Lou. Hang in there, buddy. Don't worry about it. Go at when the next time you call in to Russell, give him some Caps talk because I know Lou likes the Caps. Have you ever talked to him about hockey?
No, he's never brought up
yeah,
hockey.
Yeah, he likes them. He likes some hockey, and now I'm going to make it quick. People are waiting. But you said it earlier. You had a good show. You came in with some positivity today. The culture, these guys, all these free agents, and take your time looking up Will Harris. You know, you just get ambushed with that stuff over the radio. You haven't had time to look at it because I know you do your research. But I think, as you said, these guys are going to fall in or fall out. We've established a good culture, a good team, and whether it be on the players on the field to all the coaches, most importantly, and we'll see how they fit. It's just a matter of health, and I could care less about the money. That's for the guys from Yale. Chris, you had a good show. Great. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks,
love you, Lou.
Thanks, Chris, as always. I don't know about this love for Lou. Lou comes up here, guns a-blazing, and he can't back any of it up. He's like, Jeremy Chin sucks. I didn't say Jeremy Chin sucks. He's like Paulie without – he's like Paulie. A lot of bluster and very little substance. I'll snake out Paulie. Let's go to Jumbo on the Eastern Shore. What's up, Jumbo?
Hey, Chris. Been a while. How you doing?
What's going on, Jumbo?
First of all, I don't like the fact that they lost Deami Bryant. I think another year in that offense, he would have been a factor. I know what they always say, oh, you can follow one of them receivers anywhere. I actually think he was improving steadily as the year went on.
Oh, he absolutely was. I mean, especially very late in the regular season, specifically that Philadelphia home game, and then the first two playoff games. But the question is how much is that worth? You know, for a player that's still inconsistent, one, and two, you know, quite honestly, had some ball security issues, the big fumble early in the NFC Championship game, and is it worth $10 million? And the answer clearly was no. Now, they may regret that, but when you add Debo into the mix, when you potentially add you know, either Noah Brown or OZ back, when you probably add another one through the draft, you know, I don't – like, Deami Brown could probably go and get 66 – he could probably go get 60 catches in Jacksonville this year because Brian Thomas is the number one receiver and they'll have plenty of balls to catch. But – he's not playing in important games. I mean, you know, like. So, I don't know what's going on with the phone there.
And one more thing. Yeah. I'll tell you what I'll do, and I hate to even say this. I'll bet anybody $1,000 under this team the Commanders don't go back to NFC Championship game next year. Have a good day, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Jumbo. I mean, listen. Is it likely that they go back to the NFC Championship game? No, it's more likely that they don't. It's really hard to get there. Really hard to get there. Let's go to Junkyard Dog. We haven't heard from him. JYD, how are you?
What's up, Rooster?
What's going on, JYD? Where you been?
Oh, I've been around. The only thing I can say is, Rooster, we're going to clear the room. We're going to throw Lou out the ring. We're going to throw Paulie out the ring.
That's okay. That's okay with me. Wait, and me?
No. You're going to be my tag team.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool. I thought you were saying throw Paulie out of the room and me as well. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Nah, Rooster. Huh? The thing is that people don't want to admit that you are right a lot of the times more than you are wrong.
I agree. I agree, JYD. I appreciate that.
When it comes to, yes, everybody that you pick in the draft is not going to make it in pro football or baseball or any other damn sport. It's a catch me if you can type thing.
Yes.
Now, and the same thing with trades. All trades don't work out.
Correct.
Or whatever. And then on top of that, sometimes it don't work out because it's not what you're looking for, it might be what the other person is looking for.
Yeah.
Now, as far as
you know what I'm shocked by? I'm shocked that I haven't been called a hater and a negative Nancy and all this stuff because I had the audacity to point out that Laremy Tunsil is number one in penalties in the NFL amongst all players last year. And on top of that, he's not a great run blocker.
And it's a drive killer.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm shocked that more people haven't been mad at me about that for actually pointing out the truth, you know, and providing Leonard information.
Leonard Floyd was cut today by the 49ers.
Yep.
Or whatever. And also, why didn't they try to get Chip Reed from who's a free agent from the Kansas City Chiefs at that safety spot?
I don't have the answer to that. I don't have
Okay, I'm going to let you go, my man.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, JYD. Good to hear from you. Thanks for the support. Yeah, we got to fight the evil powers of Paulie and Lou here. I mean, you know, there was like the mega powers, Hulk Hogan and Randy Macho Man Savage, right? I think that's what they used to call them, the mega powers, if I'm correct on that. Maybe one of my wrestling old school buffs can correct me if I'm wrong. But we have a tag team tandem duo that just likes to try and bleep with me.
Mm.
And they expose themselves when they come on here, both of them, in 2 days. You missed this, AMAC, yesterday. I had to gong Paulie because he literally could not say Javon Kinlaw. Like, he kept calling him by a different name, and he was so mad that I had... And then he was like, "Well, he makes exactly the same money as guys that he's better than," and it was like, "No, he doesn't." And I looked at exactly what he was looking at, and guys were clearly better, and guys were clearly more accomplished than what Javon Kinlaw is going to make here in Washington.
Yeah,
and I had the audacity to point that out, and he mentioned the wrong name a couple of times. And I called him out for that while he was busy calling me out. And then I had to gong his ass because he was being disrespectful. And that's just how we roll. And today Lou comes out, "Oh, Jeremy Chin, he just sucks. He's awful. That's why he didn't get paid." There was nothing about Jeremy Chin that sucks or was awful last year. And if you think that, you're not watching the same Jeremy Chin that we all watched. You know? And then, again, to come up and call him a different name, and I screw up names all the time, too. I got a lot of names to remember. But my point is if I'm going to tee off on somebody, you got to kind of get the name right, right? I mean, at least play the respect game a little bit. Let's squeeze in Little here before we exit stage left. What's up, Little? How are you?
Man, Rooster, shout out to your man, A-Mac. Hey, no, Rooster, what it go. Is. We hear you be poking at the wound, Rooster. You just keep poking. The reason why the man couldn't hear the snap call because he playing inside the damn dome. That's why Tunsil probably jumping off. Getting a jump on the ball snap. He can't hear the snap call.
So that's the only reason.
It's football, man. That's probably. I bet you all his off all his penalties. He jumped offside. I bet you they was on his home field, Rooster. I tell you, I'm downstairs in my basement. I got this grill going on. But look,
What are you cooking on the grill?
I know you would like to know. You ever heard of lamb ribs?
Yeah,
lamb ribs, Rooster. Yes, sir. Hey,
yeah,
look,
one day, little, you're actually going to bring us some food. One day.
I'm gonna send y'all some burgers down there as soon as weather breaks and stay warm. But look,
all right.
That Tunstall kid, that kid we got, man, from the Jets, man, he played deep end in college. Man, we gonna put that boy in the deep end, man. He gonna cook. Man, they got this thing all figured out, Rooster. And guess what? The safety we got, he know all the receivers from Detroit. He know all the receivers from New Orleans. I think both of them on the schedule this year.
Man, look, Detroit man, definitely man, is. I got to double-check New Orleans.
He know the receivers. He know these receivers. And look, my man Lou, Caps man. Let's go, Caps. Hey, look, 5-7 years from now, y'all hearing this from Little. D.C. will be known as Championship City. You're hearing it from a man that was born and raised right here in 1961. Then you know what I tell them Cowboys fans? They say, why you like the Redskins? Why you like the Commanders? Because I was born with a team, champ.
Yeah.
I was born with a team.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's why I like them. I was born with a team. Ain't no Benedict Arnold blood running in my
yes.
at all.
You are not an industry plant like I am.
Amen. God bless y'all, Steph. No, Roos, you Buffalo, man. You still hurting from this Super Bowl game, man. God bless you, Rooster.
Right, I hear you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Little. Everybody thinks I root for a different New York team. Some people think I'm a Jets fan. Some people think I'm a Bills fan. AMAC.
Yeah, you're a Giants fan.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Can't admit it, but it's all right.
I mean,
we know.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I got to keep shrouded in mystery here. You know, it isn't easy being me. It isn't easy being me. I can tell you that much. All right, coming up, dum-dum of the day. That is on the way as we wrap up shop here before Craig Hoffman takes over just past 4 o'clock on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, here's the deal. From the New York Post, a couple in their mid-60s in New York got a bathroom divorce. What is a bathroom divorce? You might ask. Well, a woman saying her husband's bathroom habits were disgusting and gross and that she couldn't stand sharing a bathroom anymore has created, and apparently it's a new trend, his and her separate bathrooms. And they took all sorts of pictures with them sitting on her toilet with a mat that says hers and his toilet. And he looks miserable with a mat that says his. They apparently bought a house like 13 years ago when they were younger. She said, quote, "My husband's habits didn't age well. One toilet was not cutting it." The guy was 67, is 67. This is on the Maryland Eastern Shore. I don't know exactly where. But they had this weird bathroom connection thing where people had to pass by and go through the bathroom and blah, 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 blah. So in combination with that and the bathroom habits, they decided to split up the bathroom into his and her toilets. Now, listen. This doesn't seem like a bad thing, but there's one obvious solution to this. Don't be a pig. Clean up after yourself. If you go pee-pee and you go leak-leak on the floor, they make like sanitizing wipes, or they make a mop, or they have cleaning substances. Like, I can't say I'm perfect, but I'm pretty cleanly, especially when it comes to that stuff. I don't need a his or hers bathroom. I don't need separate bathrooms. I don't act like a rhinoceros in a bathroom. Start acting like an adult. Clean up after your damn self. Good Lord. I'm sure they have plenty of money. They live on Maryland's Eastern Shore, where Jumbo lives. Rich people there. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to AMAC on the other side of the glass. Thanks to you for calling, listening, being a part of the show. Busy day, free agency. It officially begins tomorrow, even though, you know, kind of feels like it's sort of winding down a little bit. Still plenty of guys out there. We'll tackle it all tomorrow at 1 o'clock.